And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of one of the great men of letters of the 20th century, Edmund Wilson, born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, who never took a teaching position, rarely gave lectures. He wrote for magazines. Went to communist Russia, learned Russian and German to write about the history of communism in his book To the Finland Station. He wrote about Haitian literature, the Hebrew language, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and the literature of the American Civil War. He resurrected the reputation of Henry James. He championed new writers like Ernest Hemingway, introduced Americans to writers like James Joyce, Marcel Proust, and Vladimir Nabokov. It's believed to be the birthday of the poet Phyllis Wheatley, born in West Africa, most likely Senegal or Gambia, 1753, put on a slave ship, came to Boston, sold at auction to a tailor named John Wheatley. She was taught to read and write by the older Wheatley children, learned Latin and Greek, and came out with a book of poems in 1773, poems on various subjects, religious and moral. It's the birthday of the poet Gary Snyder, born San Francisco, 1930, grew up in western Washington on a farm, dairy cows and hens and an orchard, so he worked hard, loved to read books, fell in love with D.H. Lawrence, worked as a mountaineer, camp counselor. He got to meet the beat poets in San Francisco in the 1950s, became friends with Jack Kerouac. He and Kerouac lived together in a cabin in Mill Valley for a few months. Snyder did not stay long in the beat scene. He said, "I'll just say that I am grateful that I came to meet with peyote, psilocybin, LSD, and other hallucinogens in a respectful and modest frame of mind. I was suitably impressed by their powers. I was scared a few times. I learned a whole lot, and I quit when I was ahead." He sailed for Japan, spent the next several years living on a small island, began exploring Buddhism, wound up spending more than a decade in Japan studying Buddhism, living in monasteries. He made ends meet by teaching conversational English and taking jobs on oil tankers. Gary Snyder was asked what Buddhism has taught him about poetry. He said, "Changing the filter, wiping noses, going to meetings, picking up around the house, washing dishes, checking the dipstick. Don't let yourself think these are distracting you from your more serious pursuits." He said, "As a poet, I hold the most archaic values on earth, the fertility of the soil, the magic of animals, the power vision in solitude, the common work of the tribe. True affluence is not needing anything." Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, "Saints." As soon as the snow melts, the grass begins to grow, even though the daytime high is barely above freezing, even though May is very like November. Marsh marigolds bloom in the swamp, and the popple trees produce a faint green that hangs under the low clouds like a haze over the valley. This is the way the saints live. No complaints, no suspicion, no surprise. If it rains, carry an umbrella. If it's cold, wear a jacket. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, "Saints," from his collection Just Above Water, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.